In 1911, you have the overthrow of an institution that has more than 2,000 years of history, the Chinese dynasties under the emperors. The ending of that whole system was pretty momentous, but one of the questions that comes up over and over again, and to which there's no very obvious and clear answer, it's one of the great debates in modern Chinese history, is, was it an internal collapse or external? In other words, were there factors that impacted on China from outside that eventually led to the forced abdication of the last emperor in February of 1912, actually just a few months after the revolution itself had broken out? Or was China so broken from within? Had things happened within China that made it absolutely inevitable that the dynasty was going to fall? And historians have really been kicking these questions around, well, almost since the 1911 revolution itself. And not just historians, literary figures too. One of the great literary figures of modern China, Lu Xun, wrote much of his early fiction in the 1910s and 1920s, essentially about the aftermath of the revolution itself, trying to work out what it was that had happened in those heady days of autumn 1911, and then why things seemed to have soured and gone so wrong. So I'll talk a little bit about those issues and where the historical debate lies. But before I do that, I think I might just give one or two words about what happened in 1911.